Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when we're looking toward great drama in Washington, D.C. Of course, 2 weeks from now, 2 weeks from today, the Senate of the United States is going to take up the cause of impeachment. Meanwhile, they are putting that aside because they're going to be paying attention to Joe Biden's push for a $1.9 trillion rescue package for COVID-19 and for the American economy. But most realistically, because I don't really believe they're going to get that particular issue settled in the next 2 weeks. In the next 2 weeks, however, they will probably get most of Joe Biden's cabinet confirmed. And partially because the only people who seem to be really angry about his cabinet are extreme lefties who are really, really ticked off at some of his economic appointments because they're kind of the middle of the country who actually believe it is a good thing if the country is a little bit more prosperous and are not so obsessed with the idea of taking money from Peter to pay Paul. There is a bit, part of the anger, and I don't know if it's directed because of Biden's cabinet choices, could be anything. But last night there was a truly horrible riot in Tacoma. And Tacoma, Washington, for people who don't live in the area, let's go. This is the first press conference where the new president is taking questions from the press. Let's take a listen. Here's President Biden.
And in very short order, we, as you know, we came in office without knowledge of how much vaccine was being held in abeyance or available. Now that we're here, we've been around a week or so, we now have that. And we've gotten commitments from some of the producers that they will, in fact, produce more vaccine in a relatively short period of time and then continue that down the road. So I'm quite confident that we will be in a position within the next 3 weeks or so to be vaccinating people at the range of a million a day or in excess of that. That is my, I promised that we would get at least a 100 million vaccinations. That's not people because sometimes you need more than one shot, the vaccination, but 100 million shots in people's arms of the vaccine. I think with the grace of God and the goodwill of the neighbor and the crick not rising, as the old saying goes, I think we may be able to get that to 1.5 million a day rather than 1 million a day. But we have to meet that goal of a million a day. And everything points that we're going to have, A, the enough vaccine, B, enough syringes and all the paraphernalia needed to store, keep, inject, move into your arm the vaccine. Three, a number of vaccinators, people administering the vaccine, which is not an easy task, of those who have those facilities like the nursing homes and hospitals. They have the people to do it, but they don't have the capacity to do everyone. And so I think we're going to have, we're leaning hard on in areas where we produce more vaccinators. We feel confident we can do that. And thirdly, it's really important that we have the fora, the place, the facility, the circumstance where people can show up, stand in line, and get their vaccine without having to stand in line for 8 hours, being able to pick up the phone, call the pharmacy, and get your name on the list, etc. All those mechanical things are really, they sound simple, but they're all consequential when we're trying to get out a minimum of 100 million vaccinations in 100 days and move in a direction where we are well beyond that in the next 100 days so we can get to the point where we reach herd immunity in a country of over 300 million people. that answer your question?
Well, my question was at what date or roughly when do you think anyone who wants one would be able to get it? Summer? Is it fall?
Oh, no, I think it'll be this spring. I think we'll be able to do that this spring. But it's going to be a logistical challenge that exceeds anything we've ever tried in this country, but I think we can do that. I feel confident that by summer we're going to be well on our way to heading toward herd immunity and increasing the access for people who aren't on the first on the list, all the way going down to children and how we deal with that. But I feel good about where we're going, and I think we can get it done.
Thank you, guys.
Now, wait. I know he always asks me tough questions, and he always has an edge to them, but I like him anyway. So go ahead and ask the question.
Thank you, Mr. President. So you just said that you think within 3 weeks or so we'll be at the point where there are a million vaccines per day, but it seems like...
No, I think we'll get there before that. I said, I misspoke. I hope we'll be able to increase as we go on until we get to the 1.5 million a day. That's my hope.
And then the follow-up to that would be, now that you're president and you're saying there's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months, what happened to 2 months ago when you were talking declaratively about I'm going to shut down the virus?
Well, I'm going to shut down the virus, but not. I never said I'd do it in 2 months. I said it took a long time to get here. It's going to take a long time to beat it. And so we have millions of people out there who have the virus. We're just, for the first day, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I've been doing other things this morning, speaking with foreign leaders, but one of the things I think this is one of the first days that the number has actually come down, the number of deaths, and the number on a daily basis, and the number of hospitalizations, et cetera. It's going to take time. It's going to take a heck of a lot of time. And we still have, as Dr. Fauci constantly points out, it's one thing when we have mass, how can I say it politely, mass disregard of the warnings about not wearing masks and wearing masks and social distancing and failure to social distance and people getting together on holidays in ways that weren't recommended, etc. We see, first thing that happens is we see the number of infections go up. Then you see the hospitalizations go up. Then you see the deaths go up. And so we're in this for a while. I mean, what are we now? At about 410,000 deaths, and there's going to be more. The prediction, as I said from the very beginning of getting here, as after being sworn in, was the predictions were we're going to see somewhere between a total of 600,000 and 660,000 deaths before we begin to turn the corner in a major way. So, and again, remember, the vaccine, most of the people taking the vaccine, a vast significant number, require two shots, and they are average of 3 weeks apart, and it takes time for it to be sure that you get to that 95% assurance rate. And so it's beginning to move, but I'm confident we will beat this. We will beat this, but we're still going to be talking about this in the summer. We're still going to be dealing with this issue in the early fall. And last point I'll make, and I know you're tired of hearing me saying it, particularly you may be tired of hearing me saying it, and that is that if we wear masks between now and the end of April, the experts tell us we can save 50,000 lives, 50,000 people otherwise would die. Thank you so very much.
That's President Biden, his first press conference, cutting it not quite as short as his aides apparently wanted him to. What's fascinating about it is he has said, no, not that we are turning a corner. He said it's going to get worse before it gets better. He repeated that message at his press conference. But there's something about him handling the press that I think is worth noting. We will get to that. And also, what happens with impeachment? And I'm challenged with an email that says, hey, how come I'm opposed to the COVID relief, but I was in favor of the tax cut, of Trump's tax cut? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
From
politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials. You pay any attention to all the emphasis these days on natural food? Well, I've begun to, and I actually feel a little bit better, and it's one of the reasons that I feel so good about taking Relief Factor. Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural anti-inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, I'm glad we were able to catch the very end of the Biden press conference, the new president's first press conference. And again, I did not hear the whole thing because I was busy talking with you. But the very brief comments he made about COVID-19 and about the program to get the vaccines out there and get vaccines in people's arms, it was reassuring. because he is immersed in the details. And the numbers that he cited were accurate. And but clearly his presidency is going to rise or fail, rise or fall, because it won't fail all at once. But it is very, very important that he deliver on this 100 million injections. He made it clear that he's talking about different shots, and yes, you do have to get two shots for the maximum impact. That's with both the Pfizer vaccine, which is the vaccine that I got, and the Moderna vaccine, which is the vaccine my wife got. And by the way, I've already made my appointment. I'm going back 2 weeks after. It's actually 2 weeks plus a couple of days more than when I received my first injection to get my second injection. And it's all tremendously important. It's actually kind of exciting, because if you think about what a vaccine, getting a shot in the arm, can mean to you, just in terms of living your life, going for walks with your friends, having people over for a meal, something like that. If everybody is vaccinated, a lot of the restrictions that we're all experiencing can been loosening up, and we can get back to normal life. And speaking of restrictions, look, one of the things that I still hear in conservative media is stuff about Biden's cognitive state and, oh, the guy isn't on top of things. He doesn't know where he is. President Trump said he doesn't even know he's alive. And I was talking with this with my good friend Mark, who is a very, very astute observer of the presidency. And he said, Biden's just a different guy than what you saw during the campaign. And I think that's true. There is a much sharper focus. There is a much more lucid kind of expression. I mean, there were things that he said during the campaign that just didn't make sense at all. It was babbling. And yet we haven't seen that so far during his brief presidency. And Mark was wondering about, well, is he having some kind of different regimen in terms of medication or something? I don't think it's that. I think it's the presidency. I remember speaking actually to President Bush about this, President George W. Bush. And when you sit behind that desk and all of a sudden you take the oath of office, and you realize you're sitting where Ronald Reagan sat. You're sitting where Abraham Lincoln sat. You are sitting where Dwight Eisenhower sat, for goodness sake. When you realize that, I think if you have any knowledge of history at all or any sense of humility, it changes you. And by the way, I also want to salute the new president on this. He went to church this weekend. He went to church with his son, Hunter. They went to Holy Trinity Church in Washington, and which was the same Catholic church that our only other Catholic president attended, John Kennedy. He attended it infrequently. Joe Biden will probably attend it much more frequently. And apparently they picked up some food, which they ordered, and they brought home to the White House later for Dr. Biden and other family members. And the presidency just beginning. We're not even 1 week in. An email came in, and the email says from Tom in Spokane, Washington. He says, Michael, really? You're against the $1.9 billion? No, it's $1.9 trillion, Tom. $1 billion, fine. You're against the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, but you're okay with the 2017 tax cut for the rich and corporations? None of that tax cut increased tax revenue, and you know it. Well, actually, it did increase economic growth. And most people agree with that. In fact, you can find liberal economists who will say it didn't increase economic growth enough. But it is one of those big liberal lies that that tax cut, which, yes, I enthusiastically supported, was only for the rich and corporations. That's not true. People got increased deductions for their children. They got increased tax credits. And literally, it was a tax cut that helped virtually every American who paid taxes. And that, it seems to me, is a was a very worthwhile undertaking, which produced good economic results. Now, would it be ideal if that tax cut was matched with corresponding spending cuts? And by the way, in 2017, would that have been inconceivable? No, the economy was growing. It's very tough when you're facing a recession or a threat of recession to talk about where you're going to cut spending. And yes, President Trump, I think, did the right thing by increasing military spending and rebuilding our armed services. And that was one of the things that I think most Republicans, virtually all Republicans, support the president on. But in terms of taxes, what we desperately need right now, and I don't have many hopes for it from the Biden administration at all, what we desperately need right now is tax simplification. Just everything that Biden is talking about doing is going to complicate the tax system more, make it more complicated, more difficult for people to follow, make it more difficult for people to comply. And we have to do better with that. Now, speaking about making it difficult for people to comply, the first question that is going to come up with impeachment when the Senate takes up the issue, and in fact, it's already an issue that has been raised by some people in the pro-Trump camp. Does the Senate even have a constitutional right to hold a trial against a president who is no longer president? And what sense does it make when the whole purpose of impeachment in the Constitution is to remove somebody from office, when somebody has left office legally with the peaceful transition finally that we all wanted to see? When that happens, do they still have the right to try him on impeachment charges? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. With coronavirus cases topping 25 million in the U.S. and variants spreading around the world, the Biden administration will implement a travel ban on most non-U.S. citizens from entering the country who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, 26 countries in Europe, China, Iran, and Ireland. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced,
"This isn't the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel. And in light of the contagious variant, B1351, South Africa has been added to the restricted list. Additionally, beginning tomorrow, international travelers to the United States must provide proof of a negative test within 3 days of travel.
Donald Trump rescinded travel restrictions 2 days before his term ended. The White House will resume regular briefings on the coronavirus pandemic starting Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, one of the items that everyone talks about is division in America. And can we ever somehow heal our deep, deep, deep divisions? I actually am one of those people, I don't believe the divisions are all that deep. The only divisions that are truly deep are divisions between the crazy and the sane. And what we saw last night in Tacoma, Washington, was clearly part of the crazy. Frankly, I think what we saw at the Capitol building on January 6th was part of the crazy. The people who were 3%ers and oath keepers and boogaloo boys and QAnon believers, they're nuts. Sorry, they're nuts and destructive. And people who are Antifa or other assorted radicals who are just destroying things every day, all the time, for no purpose at all, they're nuts. And they're not just nuts, they're not just a little bit eccentric, they're criminals. And the story, which actually made it to the New York Post, Antifa rioters descended on Tacoma, Washington last night, starting fires and trashing buildings in outrage over viral video of a police officer driving a squad car through a crowd of illegal street racers. Okay, they were having an illegal street race, which is part of the police department's job is to prevent that kind of thing from happening. It can harm bystanders. It can harm the participants. It's illegal. That's why they call it an illegal street race, right? And the police officer, apparently, is 58 years old, was surrounded by people, and he feared for his safety, so he sped off. And they were trying to stop his car, And nobody got killed, but some of the people who were trying to stop his car got injured as he drove away. And this became a viral video. So then they decided we're going to trash the town. The Post reports videos showed numerous fires and businesses smashed up late Sunday as at least 200 people took to the streets close to where the officer had sped through a crowd the previous night, running over at least one person. At least two police cars were damaged during the rampage as some city buildings had to be evacuated. A cheering mob dressed in all black and at one point seen toting an anti-fascist action flag, that's Antifa, was also caught on video trying to pull away the gates protecting the Pierce County Jail, chanting, "Free them all! Free them all!" Oh, that would be good. Tacoma police said they also busted two people trying to get onto the roof of an unspecified secure building, saying they were armed with a handgun, double-bladed knives, and batons. The pair, a 32-year-old and a 36-year-old woman, 32-year-old man and a 36-year-old woman, were wearing all black, tactical riot gear, and ski masks. A third suspect who was with them got away. Others in the mob chanted Black Lives Matter and called for defunding the police, and at least one was spotted carrying a rifle. A minivan stacked with bottles was on hand to support the protesters. I don't know if the bottles were full of gasoline, Molotov cocktails, or refreshments. Local activists were angered at the destruction that they insisted was sparked by outsiders. Local business Alexander Shellhammer, who says he has been resisting police in the city during previous peaceful protests, said he confronted some of the mob as they lit trash cans in the street. Somebody started lighting it on fire, and I asked him, "Yo, you from here? Are you from Tacoma?" He said, "No way." That's at least what one observer said. Here is what the riot sounded like for people living down in the City of Destiny. That's Tacoma's official nickname. They were destined for a very unpleasant night last night. Listen. Yeah, you can hear people smashing windows, banging drums, carrying on. The further reports, journalist Andy Deneau, who recently wrote a book about Antifa, also blamed the out-of-towners for the destruction. Antifa from nearby Seattle and other areas carpooled into Tacoma for the rampage. And what, they didn't take light rail? I know, there's no light rail yet all the way to Tacoma, but you still could take the train. As Tacoma raged, there were no reported protests in either Seattle or Portland, cities which had seen nearly nightly Antifa activity over the previous days. Initial reports from Tacoma suggested there were few arrests Sunday, with a sheriff's spokesman Ed Troyer telling the Tacoma News Tribune he didn't want people or officers injured. Okay, I understand the... However, you're injuring a city. You're injuring business. You're injuring public peace to allow these rampages to just take place. If we take out the main instigators, ruining it for everybody else, it will ensure that it stays peaceful, sheriff spokesman said. Tacoma police said the officer caught Saturday night in the now viral video only sped through the crowd because he was fearing for his own safety after being surrounded by a mob banging on the windows of his police vehicle. The 58-year-old patrol officer, who's been with the force for almost 30 years, he was placed on paid administrative leave during the ongoing investigations. Video of the incident, which came as he tried to break up a group of street racers, was widely shared online. Both injured people went to hospitals with injuries not considered life-threatening. One person has since been released The Tacoma Communities Police Advisory Committee scheduled a virtual meeting tonight at 6 p.m. to discuss the incident. What about discussing a more robust police response? And this is one of those things that, I thought we saw very, very clearly at the Capitol building. There are a lot of people who say, why didn't they have more force there? Why didn't they anticipate this? Because certainly the FBI got all kinds of chatter from all kinds of lunatic fringe groups that they were going to march on the Capitol building and have some kind of show of force for whatever it was that they were demonstrating. And yes, I don't think there's any question. A lot of these people said they went there because they thought the president asked them to. Because the president wanted them to. He talked about marching up to the Capitol and stopping the certification of the votes. So how do you stop it? Now, that doesn't mean these people aren't responsible. You can't say, well, the president made me do it. I didn't have any choice. No, you're responsible. But the president may also be held responsible as well. That's the whole point of this impeachment. But the first line of defense for Republicans appears to be the Alan Dershowitz line of defense, which is, you've heard of the Maginot line. Well, this is the Dershowitz line. And before the Democrats get close to actually voting a full and total ban on Trump ever holding public office again, before they get there, they have to go through the Dershowitz line. The Dershowitz line is that, no, you cannot vote to convict or even conduct a trial, rightly, for a president who has already left office. And he uses the example of Richard Nixon, who was clearly guilty of all kinds of crimes. And even before he got his pardon from Gerry Ford, there was an agreement that, no, the Democrats were not going to proceed with impeachment because he'd already left office. Why doesn't that apply here? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedved.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Market today ended up not doing quite as badly as it was earlier in the day, and generally we heard Stephen Moore talking about we're looking at a very good year for growth, for new development, for new companies in 2021. That's certainly what most of us hope for. And you can be part of those hopes by connecting with our crowd. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for our crowd. This is crowdsourcing for high-tech startups. Yeah, some of it's pretty science fiction-y out there. But there are so many great companies with promising ideas that have brilliant futures. And the Our Crowd record for a lot of its companies, companies based in Israel, in the United States, in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand. The truth about Our Crowd is that you can be part of it. You don't have to expend a great deal of money. But if you want to get in on the ground floor before a public offering and be part of some of these high-tech startups around the world, this is a great opportunity. And you can find out all about the companies you're investing in before you do. Check it out. Go to Our Crowd at michaelmedved.com. This is my brother's company headquartered in Jerusalem, Israel. All right. Right now, there is the discussion is not only whether the impeachment trial is going to proceed, but how it's going to proceed. Apparently, reports are that Chief Justice John Roberts, who was supposed to preside over this impeachment trial like he presided over Trump's last impeachment, is reluctant to do it. But I think it's very unlikely that Chief Justice Roberts is going to make some kind of proclamation saying, look, we don't think this is constitutional. That's not going to happen. And in fact, when confronted about this, one of the impeachment managers, one of the people who's going to be leading the charge against President Trump is Eric Swalwell, the always controversial representative from California. He was on MSNBC. This is clip 12. And this is what he had to say about the constitutionality of impeaching a president even after he has left office. Listen to his answer.
Do you plan to address the constitutional authority, as has been raised by some of these Republicans, for the House to bring an impeachment against somebody and for the Senate to convict somebody who's no longer serving?
It's constitutional. The Senate is steeped in tradition and custom, and I think it would be persuasive to them that they have actually done this before. They've held a trial for somebody who was no longer in office. And I think it's because the Constitution says that...
You're talking about the Secretary of War?
That's right. Secretary of War, Belknap. We'll all hear that name more than we probably want. But it's because the founders put, as one of the penalties, disqualification from office. And because Donald Trump, we know, will do this again, has such a disdain for democracy and a disdain for public safety, we can't afford as a country to give him a chance to even come close to doing this again.
Okay, that's Congressman Swalwell from California. Now, what's fascinating to me is the dueling professors on this, because Alan Dershowitz, who is a distinguished legal scholar, a controversial public figure to be sure, frequent guest on this show, but a distinguished legal scholar, had a piece about a week ago in the Wall Street Journal that said you can't try an impeachment you can't try an impeached former president. And what Dershowitz says is, he says, now that Donald Trump is a private citizen, the Senate should dismiss the article of impeachment against him for lack of jurisdiction. The Constitution is clear. The president shall be removed from office on impeachment and conviction, not by the expiration of his term before the impeachment process is complete. It also mandates that judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal and disqualification, that's in quotes, not or disqualification. In other words, there is no way that they can just vote and say, well, we're not going to remove him from office because we don't have to, but we're going to vote to disqualify him. It says removal and disqualification. And what Dershowitz is arguing is that because it says removal and disqualification, if you can only do one or the other, then you can't do either. You have to do them both. And that's very clear. They would have to first vote to convict him, to remove him from office, which would be kind of a moot vote because not in office. And then they would take an additional vote where they don't need two-thirds, they only need one-half, to disqualify him from holding further office. He says, when the Constitution was written, several states allowed impeachment of former officials. The framers could easily have included that provision, but they didn't. However, they didn't foreclose that provision either. Dershowitz writes, no former official has ever been convicted by the Senate, and only one has been impeached. Secretary of War William W. Belknap was indisputably guilty of numerous impeachable offenses to which he confessed as he resigned his office hours before the House unanimously impeached him in 1876. The Senate voted in favor of a procedural motion affirming its jurisdiction to try Belknap's impeachment. But two dozen senators, as 24 senators, who believed he was guilty, still voted to acquit him on jurisdictional grounds. In other words, he'd already left office. We don't have grounds to vote on him. A close vote nearly a century and a half ago doesn't establish a binding precedent. And he's talking here about the vote on jurisdiction. Now, today, there was a conflicting column, and a very good one, in the Wall Street Journal by Professor Keith Whittington of Princeton. He's the author of Repugnant Laws, Judicial Review of Acts of Congress from the Founding to the Present. And he writes, one of the first questions the Senate will face in Donald Trump's impeachment trial is whether the chamber has jurisdiction to hear a case against a former official. The correct answer, he says, is yes. For the founders, it would have been obvious that the power to impeach included the ability to hold former officials to account. The impeachment power was imported to America from England, where Parliament impeached only two men during the 18th century. Both were former officers that already left government. No U.S. state constitution limited impeachments to sitting officers, and some allowed impeachment only of former officers. In 1781, the Virginia General Assembly subjected Thomas Jefferson to an impeachment inquiry after he completed his term as governor. He didn't get impeached. A disqualification from future office was also an important penalty. A former Vermont lawmaker was impeached and disqualified from future state office for leading one of the tax rebellions that spurred the drafting of the U.S. Constitution. The American founders understood, writes Professor Keith Whittington, the American founders understood the history of demagogues and dictators corrupting republics and the need to exclude them from future office. I do think, and checking some of the legal scholarship on this, the weight of opinion is on the side of, yes, it is legal, it is constitutional to go ahead and vote on impeachment even though he's left office. Now, that doesn't make it a good idea. And it doesn't foreclose the idea that maybe there are a few Democrats, and all they would need would be one, who would vote with an almost united Republican Party. They would need more than one, because I think there are some Republicans who feel strongly that they should vote on impeachment. But if they have a motion to dismiss the charges, they could get most of the Republicans probably to vote to that, including people who acknowledge that President Trump is guilty. And that, by the way, is the difficulty. How do you, in conscience, vote no on a charge where it is so obvious that President Trump did encourage what became a riot? Whether it qualifies as an insurrection, I don't think it qualifies as an insurrection in terms of the way the word usually and properly should be used, but the way it is commonly used, certainly. And that's why I think that President Trump, with his new lawyer, which we'll tell you about later on, I think is going to concentrate very much on the Dershowitz line, basically getting the Senate to dismiss the charges rather than determining that he is not guilty as charged in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.